Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio with Augusto Perez. This is the End Time News Report. We'll be taking a look at current world news events through the lens of Bible prophecy as we await the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, here is Augusto.
Welcome to the End Time News Report. I am Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today is Friday. It is April 12, 2024. We're going to bring you the latest headline news, commentaries, analysis, and opinions as we see them through the eyes of Bible prophecy and the Word of God. Shall we say, like the old song from my youth, as the beat goes on, continuing, and continue the drum, the war drums continue to sound. Iran is beating them pretty loudly. And now a lot of countries, several countries are issuing travel warnings to Israel, including the U.S. and other countries like India and other countries in Europe are issuing warnings not to travel to Israel, or if you are in Israel, to leave. And then, of course, the Iran continues to make threats that is going to attack, you know, and blah, blah, blah. I have a feeling, I don't know, I have a feeling that Iran is really seriously pondering whether to attack and how to do that, if they're going to do that, Israel, because they know that if they attack Israel, hell is going to rain down on them. They know that. So they don't play games with Israel. They know how Israel operates. In the past, their modus operandi is, you know, quick, fast retaliation, twice as much as you get. So I have a feeling that they're seriously pondering carefully if they want to do this and how they're going to do this. So we're going to wait and see, but, you know, they have been threatening since last Friday, remember? We talked about it last Friday, and they said it was imminent. Well, we're still waiting for the imminent. And so this is the kind of psychological warfare that, countries play on each other, and they don't tell you when they're going to attack so that the people are in a state of fear, state of panic. It hurts their economy. Israel's economy is going to be hurt. And, you know, this is the waiting game. And so, but it will happen. Something will happen. They're just waiting for something. And I believe it's going to happen. There's no stopping this thing. It's gone beyond the point of no return. The same with the situation in Ukraine. It has gone beyond the point of no return. And, they have crossed the Rubicon. In both of those places, they have crossed the Rubicons. The Middle East war in Israel, Iran, and the Palestinians, and who knows who else? Maybe Syria, and all those countries have signed treaties with Russia, some China, and so Israel has a treaty with the United States now. We don't know if Biden is going to honor the treaty. But, you know, this could be, I mean, this could turn into a serious, big conflict. I'm not talking about conventionally either. We're going to see some nuclear weapons used. And so this is what's going on right now as the country of the United States continues to spiral into oblivion economically and in every way, shape, or form. It is just spiraling down, and the old Biden is basically watching and doing nothing. And so that is what is going on. That is, I think that is probably the hottest subject and that is taking place. However, there are other things that are happening, and I'll touch on them later in the program if we have time. there's a couple of things here that are very important regarding the people of the United States and also the people of the world. And we're going to be touching on that as we go on in the program. So with that, turn it over to you guys.
Well, you talk about betrayal. This is happening all over the globe, actually. Humanity is being betrayed into the jaws of the evil one. And that's what we're seeing everywhere, not only in Israel, but in Ukraine, and especially in America. You know, the situation in Ukraine is Russia just attacked it, destroyed $100 million worth of U.S. artillery that had been sent over there, destroyed a lot of the infrastructure of Ukraine, especially in the capital, Kyiv. It didn't even make the press. I mean, it didn't even get in the newspapers. That just happened less than 24 hours ago. And, well, that's where we are with that. And then on the other hand, we've got the situation in Israel. The intel that I'm getting seems to be that Iran is second-guessing their original attack that they wanted to fire on Israel from Iran. And now possibly they're setting up some kind of attack that'll come out of Hezbollah in Lebanon and the Houthis in Yemen at the same time against Israel, where that will not give Israel the, I guess you could say, political platform to counterstrike them. So we're looking at that. It looks like this weekend may be the weekend where that comes off one way or the other. And then on the other hand, talk about a betrayal to the American people. You know, I've been, you know, I guess people could say, you know, I promote conspiracy theories, but I've been one to promote that Washington, D.C. is your enemy. And that played out today, this morning, when Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, Republican, betrayed everyone, and he and the RINOs and the Democrats passed the new FISA bill to renew it for even twice as long as it was renewed for last time, and basically took away from the American people any protections of the Fourth Amendment. So now the FBI, the DOJ, all the intelligence agencies, which I'm sure everybody really trusts really well in America now, you know, especially the last 3 years of trust and even the 4 years of Trump, and they proved what they are. Now, basically, Washington, D.C. has proved that the Constitution no longer functions. It's no longer available to the American people. Its protections are no longer available to the American people. And basically, you're going to live under this. You're going to live under this police state and oppression. However, the only way you wouldn't live under this is if the state you're in left that union. But with that being said, guess what? Guess what? Isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic that today, being April the 12th, the new powerful movie, I guess you could say, the new film from A24 just came to the theaters in the U.S. the same day that they voted FISA in twice as long to power over the American people and trample on all their rights. The new film, Civil War, starts today.
Yeah, not a coincidence. Well, as far as America goes, it's like having the devil himself sitting in the seat of power over this country because of what is happening. It is just, you know, it would be unbelievable if it weren't happening and we could see what's happening. And with this war ramping up between Israel and Iran and everything that's going on, I mean, it's just going to get worse because the evil that is taking place, the only thing that it can do is just get worse. And that's why it's so important for people who are Christians like ourselves to really pray. Prayer is very powerful, and we need to do this in unison because otherwise the devil will just trample this country completely under.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I have been saying this for a long while now that the only solution to this is for the states to govern themselves or form a coalition. And I mean, let's face it, each state, or the majority of the states, not all the states, but most states are big enough to be a country in the United States compared to countries in Central America especially. And and so Florida could be a state, a country by itself. Texas. This country has ceased to function as a constitutional republic for many reasons. And the main reason is the fact that it is no longer governed by constitutional rights, because they don't go by it. They don't go by it. And so this country is being governed mostly by a mafia, by a conglomerate, a large conglomerate of management individuals controlled by the elite, controlled by the Khazarian mafia, the Kabbalah mafia. And so, you know, they are the ones that control everything. The rich men of the earth. Just look them up. And so these individuals are controlling, basically, inside Washington. Even the president can do nothing. And the reason he can do nothing, no matter, and a lot of people, a lot of people are banking on Trump going in there and changing everything. And and I do believe that there will be some positive changes if he gets in there. But the thing is, nothing is going to change, or almost nothing is going to change, because the people that he has, he or anyone else that goes in there, a president that he has around him, are basically a conglomerate of deep state operatives that are paid for and bankrolled by this group of people I just mentioned. And so any order that the president gives or anybody else there gives, it's going to be disobeyed. It's not going to be acted on, like we saw many times during his administration. They just ignored him, and or they changed it, or he said to do something and they did something else. And this is why that is not going to work. And I hate to burst the bubble of a lot of people out there that are thinking that if he gets in, everything is going to be fine and everything is going to change. Wrong. You could not be more wrong. Now, there will be some things that will change. Maybe he will make some treaties, and maybe you know, with countries and commerce and this and that, the economy may pick up some stuff like that. Yeah, but nothing else is going to change. And this is the reason why. And I would say the same thing is happening in Congress, and the same thing happens in the Senate. The thing there is the group of people that are now basically a conglomerate, are controlled by these individuals. And they have this pretty much under control, I would say, wrapped up. Now, this other, the FISA warrant, the moment that the Congress said that they were not going to, you know, vote on it, that they were postponing it, blah, blah, blah. The moment they said that, everybody in the deep state and all the intelligence agencies started coming down on them, okay? That they had to approve this, that, you know, the fentanyl trafficking, blah, blah, blah. Without this program, the three-letter agencies would not be able to defend our country as effectively. You know, all this nonsense, which, yeah, okay, so they can eavesdrop on some of the conversations, but the question is, are they going to do anything to stop it? The thing is, if they wanted to stop this, they would close the borders, and that would go a long ways towards controlling and effectively defending our country. But yet, here we go again, taking advantage, and this is what these people, you have to hand it to them. They are pretty smart when it comes to taking, you know, creating a crisis and then using the crisis to their advantage to pass laws to take freedoms away, even more freedoms away from the American people. They did this during 9/11, remember? And then they have done it again and again and again, and now they're using the fentanyl situation, the drugs coming into the country as an excuse, which is ridiculous, because the best way to shut down the fentanyl coming into the country is to shut down the border. But no, they want to eavesdrop on Americans even more, and this would give them incredible powers, from what I have read. I'm not even going to get into it, but this has given them even more power than before, and the spy power here is incredible. And so basically what we are seeing is we're slipping slowly but surely into the Big Brother state, where everything you do and everything you don't do will be known by Big Brother and controlled by Big Brother. So the only way out of this is like you mentioned, Larry, is for each state to just get out. And you know, there are states that are beginning to offer some resistance. I was reading this morning that the state of Iowa is now passed the bill to arrest and deport any illegal aliens and you know, people that have been found, you know, that committed crimes or are here illegally or have been deported before or any, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They have the right now with this bill, the police has the right, the authorities have the right to arrest them and deport them. So states are beginning to pass their own laws along those lines. And you're going to see this increase and intensify in the days to come as each state will basically try to fend off and defend itself against the encroaching a Big Brother that is pressing down their throats more and more each day. And so we're going to see what happens. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens with all of this.
Well, you're exactly right. A number of states now are beginning to work their legislation. As a matter of fact, I saw a news ticker this morning that Oklahoma was detailing a new bill now against the illegal immigration. So it's interesting where all this seems to be going. A lot of states are simply, they're going to become the enemies of Washington, D.C., the deep state, if they do these things and begin to remove these illegals from their states. They will become, I guess, rebel states. However, Timothy Dixon, and I don't follow a lot of his information, but recently he had a really interesting, what he called a dream, and he dreamed that he saw UN armored vehicles and troops in Oklahoma City. And, you know, it's very possible that as the states begin their move against the central government of this country, that, well, Oklahoma's capital, Oklahoma City, could come under UN siege. I mean, you know, I know it sounds like we're talking conspiracy theory and we're talking fiction, futuristic novels, but guys, I think we're closer to reality than most people think.
Yeah, really. What I see as these states really begin to pull out from the United States, of course, the feds aren't going to like that. And we're going to see war, I believe, between the states, the National Guard and the militia in these states that pull out, and the United States government. This is the only thing that can result in this, because the government doesn't want any of the states to be free from the government, and they'll do everything to stop them. So this thing is going to really escalate into something else, not only a civil war, but also a war between the states that are no longer states and the United States government. And this is the way that, it, you know, this is the way it's going to go, because the people do not like being under the thumb of a government with an illegal president that is trampling on the Constitution and the people's rights. You know, the Constitution was written for a reason, and, you know, we know from statements made by some of the founding fathers who signed the Constitution, they warned about something like this happening, and now it's happening. And it's just going to take off. It's taken off right now, and it is just beyond belief what is happening in America right now.
Yeah, but the danger is much greater than people realize, the biggest danger we are facing right now is not about these things we're talking. It's not about the war with Ukraine and Russia. It's not about the war between Israel and Iran and the Hezbollah and the other terrorist groups. The biggest threat right now, I'm going to share with you, because it just dawned on me, we have been praying about this. But, sometimes you get so busy, and I have been so busy. The enemy is throwing so many things at me at the same time that it just to keep me busy, so distracted is another better word, that I have forgotten about this, and this is coming up. And so I'm going to say this for you, for the intercessors out there. You need to target this thing with everything you got, because this thing is serious and it is very dangerous. And that has to do with the World Health Organization's WHO attempt to approve a global accord on the pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. Now, they are very close to codifying it, okay? And a progress report is going to be put out before the members of WHO this year in May 2024, okay? Let me repeat that again. This is going to happen in May next month, 2024. They're going to present this. And if this thing is approved, and they are expecting it to be approved right now because most countries are caving in. They are turning over the health departments, okay, and the health criteria of their nations over to WHO and the United Nations. If this thing is approved, people, it's going to hand over the United States, Canada, Europe, countries of Europe, probably where you live. Any country that you may live in is going to hand over to the WHO the power to control and the legal authority to override the national sovereignty of those nations. And they're going to be using the threat of a pandemic, which, by the way, they are now promoting. And they are now pushing, just like they started pushing COVID-19 back in 2019. They're pushing this other one now to you about that one. It's called the bird flu pandemic, which they say is 100 times worse. But, I am laughing. It's no laughing matter, but I'm laughing because we have been told about this many times before, and it hasn't happened, except this time it might. It might. And so these nations will turn over the sovereignty, the national sovereignty of their countries, using the threat of this pandemic to declare a health emergency, and that they can use that to override the national government. So we need to target this. We need to really make every effort to target these people. The noose is tightening in every area. The surveillance now, of course, this thing that was just passed by Congress, this ties into WHO, the World Health Organization, who they have been asking and promoting and wanting a surveillance over every citizen on Earth. They want to do that. So I have a feeling that this is where they're going with this. I have not been able to vet this yet. I haven't been able to prove this yet, but I have a feeling this is where this is going. The noose is tightening with this thing about the pandemics. The noose is tightening around the digital currencies that they want to implement worldwide with IDs. I don't know. The noose is tightening in every single way possible. And if we don't pray, And the prayers of the saints, all it's going to do is prolong these people, okay? It's not going to be able to stop it. Only God can stop it. Only Yeshua can stop this. But we can delay it, and we have delayed it many times, and we have been delaying it. Thank God for the precious intercessors out there. Thank God for your faithfulness and discipline. And thank God for you. Thank God for you to bearing down and keeping up with all these prayer requests, because this is it. We are at the last, if you will, like the Alamo. I don't know if you guys out there have seen the movie The Alamo, the old one, the old movie with Richard Widmark, the old movie, The Alamo. When they knew that they were toast, they knew that the armies of Santa Ana were going to hit them hard, and that was going to be it. And they were just sitting there in the last few hours, just realizing that this was about to happen, and there was nothing that they could do to stop it unless the divine intervention took place. And this is how the sense I get right now, this is the sense I'm having. Like the Alamo, we serve a great God, and God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Well, you're right about the threat of WHO. As a matter of fact, I was just listening the last week or so. They've been dissecting a little bit of that WHO program, and on America's Voice News, and sending out warnings that WHO doesn't. If we agree to this, if the U.S. as a country agrees to this, and there's two ways they can do it. As a matter of fact, just like the House just now passed FISA against the American people, no matter what the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution said, they don't care. It's irrelevant. The Constitution's irrelevant. Just like they did that, actually, and we're looking at a Congress right now, or a legislative body in Washington, D.C. today, that would probably pass a treaty with WHO, with the UN. They probably would do that. They're that evil. There's a few good apples out there, but they're overwhelmed. The evil just literally overwhelms them continually. The betrayal is just too deep in that location. And, with that being said, besides having a treaty, we already know and have had previous information that Biden said that he would write it, he would actually approve the WHO treaty, and he would approve it as a American protocol or American new policy, and he could do that through an executive order. So either way, it looks like this deal in May may come to fruit. And if it does, and I don't want people to take me wrong. I'm not trying to start a civil war. I'm not trying to start a movement, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just warning. I'm telling people this looks like where this is going. And so with that being said, I find it really ironic that, the war room, Steve Bannon and others are really pushing. I heard Ben Berquam on there this morning, and I know Chuck watches him some, and Todd Bensman. They're warning now that tens of thousands are in, south of the U.S. border now, that are gearing up to literally explode into this country. They're gearing this thing up to get it done before the election time, and that's just November. So the borders are already being overwhelmed. I listened to some law enforcement being interviewed by Ben Berquam and Steve Bannon this morning in Texas, and they're being overwhelmed, completely overwhelmed. The numbers are just unbelievable. And the invasion, the enemies of this country are determined to invade this nation before we ever have an election. And even if we have an election, and they're already working things in Congress to stop Trump from being able to be anything other than a figurehead. And that throws back to me, if we do even have an election. If we don't, of course, Biden or Obama will run the country, and it won't matter anymore, will it? But even if we have an election, it brings back my dream that was an absolute vivid reality at that time that I had the dream, that when Trump comes back, if he does, in my dream now, he comes back having to be guarded by some portion of the military. I don't know. I couldn't distinctly tell whether it was Army or Marine or what forces it was. But Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, was helping him and directing him through this time, and he was on the move. He wasn't sitting in Washington, D.C. running anything. He wasn't sitting in the Oval Office running anything. He was on the move. He was hunted. He was hunted across this nation by the evil forces. And so with that being said, folks, we really do need to get our house in order. This can't, you know, I've been thinking about this, and I've been thinking, I'd like you guys' opinions on this, because this is interesting to me. You know, not too long back, Hal Turner got his hands on a private, I guess you could call it the FSB. That's, it used to be a different organization, but it's the FSB, and that's the kind of like the CIA, FBI over America. Well, the SBI, the FSB is Russian, and they had a private calendar come out for 2024. And in this private calendar, each page, each month, had a page and some artwork showing something going on. Well, ironically, and I got my hands on it. Hal Turner got it first, and then suddenly he got attacked cyberly, and he don't have it anymore, I suppose. But I got it and saved a little of it. And ironically, that FSB Russian calendar shows in the month of June and July fighting inside America, even in the Capitol, okay? June and July 2024. That Russian calendar, and whether it's a wishful thinking by the Russians, whether it's predictive programming, whether it's prophetic, hey, I don't know. However, look at where we are. We're in April. Then comes May. Then comes June and July. And that's just right before that would lead into a hot summer of invasion that they're pushing now more than ever before. They're trying to get us invaded fully before even the election approaches. So we got a hot summer. This is just a time frame to really pray about. This summer, June, July, August, we could have major problems. So I'm just telling people, you know, if you're wise, you will prepare now, because if we have a bad summer, June, July, and August, and it may start as early in May, the supply lines, the shipping across this country is going to be interrupted to the degree you can't even imagine. And we need to be prepared. Those of us that know kind of what it looks like might come need to be really, really set for that time frame.
Yeah, really. Of course, you know, we need to prepare physically. I believe that preparing spiritually is even more important than that. Not that preparing physically isn't, but preparing spiritually for what's coming. We're going to be seeing things that we've never seen before. Fighting in the streets in America, an invasion, you name it, it's coming at us. And we need to be spiritually prepared to be able to stand and to do what the Lord wants us to do. And part of that is going to be witnessing. People are going to be absolutely shocked when these things begin to happen. And they're going to be looking for answers. And guess who they're going to go to look to find the answers? Christians. How will they know who the Christians are? Somehow God is going to make them appear to people as belonging to him. And they will run to these Christians and ask them, you know, what is happening and what can we do? And that's when we have to take up the gauntlet and do what the Lord wants us to do, because a lot of souls are going to be in the balance here. And we have to step out and do what we're supposed to do. And the Lord will give us what we need.
Yeah. Yeah. I would concur with that. I would concur with that. I would add this thing here. I would add this to what you were saying, that they're probably these individuals, what they're planning, they're probably trying to they know they're pushing against a timeline. They're dealing with a timeline, and they know that they have their backs against the wall, and the rich men of the earth know that something's got to give with the election coming up. They still don't want Trump in there, even if he's not going to be able to do much damage, a little. They still don't want him there because they want this thing full speed ahead. They do not want to slow down, not even one little bit. And if Trump gets in, he is going to slow it down, not stop it. He's not going to stop it. He's not going to drain no swamp, and he's not going to stop it. But he may slow it down a little, and they don't want that. They definitely do not want that. And so the thing here that I'm seeing that they could use, and this is something that they might use to preempt anything from happening, is probably the pandemic. And this time is going to be much worse, much, much worse than the other one. And this time they're going to try to really lock down the people even worse than last time, although I don't know if they're going to get away with this. This is not going to end up pretty. This is not going to end up pretty because the people already have gone through that. They have gone through that. They have woken up. A lot of people have woken up. They realized what that was all about. They realized that they were told a lie. They realized that many of them lost their family. Many of them lost their children. Many of them lost their jobs, their businesses for a lie. There was no need to lock down like that. And now for the government to try to pull that one again, it's going to be very difficult. But that does not mean they won't try. And so this whole scenario is, and these people know it, the powers that be, they know it. They know all these things that we're talking. They know it. They know it. They really know all about this. And so they have no easy answers either. They're trying to put they're trying to do a kind of a a touchdown, in the last quarter, in the last second of the game, they're trying to throw a touchdown, They call them a Hail Mary. I think I'm not much into football, but I think it's called a Hail Mary. They're trying to throw a Hail Mary here, but they know that their work is cut out for them. They know it. And so, but again, it's all about prayer. It's all about preparation. And I do recommend to people that to have some preparation, physical preparation. Of course, if you're not spiritually prepared, nothing else will matter, right? But if you have been spiritually preparing, you should take care of preparing also in the natural. Get the medicines that you need. I would strongly recommend, especially getting some disinfectants, like, more people die out of infections than in probably anything else. And so infections, before all these antiseptics came out into the market, people in the old days, a lot of them died because of infections that they could not handle, they couldn't take care of. And so infections is a very, very important thing. Prepare to handle any infections that may come along and have disinfectants in your house, first aid kits and things of that nature, and any medicines that you need that you take, and food. Have some food for a few months, because this thing may come down to that. And then if these things that we're talking about, folks, if these things we are talking about happens, we could see a shutdown of the infrastructure, and then that's too late, right? So anyways, we need to pray, prepare, and keep close to Jesus, keep close to Yeshua, because these things are happening. Now, as an example of what I was sharing before, and we were talking about it before, here's something else I wanted to share. It's very interesting, and This one is, let me get it up here on my screen. This one is the Louisiana state, Louisiana. Okay? Now watch this. And all of you out there, all of your states, including Florida, hey, Governor DeSantis, pay attention. Louisiana Senate unanimously passes bill to block control. Listen to this, folks. This is great. They passed a bill, the Louisiana Senate, to block control of the UN, the WHO, and the WEF in the state. How about that? The Louisiana State Senate just passed a Senate bill unanimously. Kudos to Louisiana Senate. Kudos. This bill is a bold declaration of state sovereignty, setting the stage for a legal barricade against the overreach of globalist organizations, the UN, the WHO, and the WEF. This Senate bill is 133, and it says basically this, okay? Quote, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and the World Economic Forum shall have no jurisdiction or power within the state of Louisiana. No rule, regulation, fee, tax, policy, or mandate of any kind of the World Health Organization, United Nations, and the World Economic Forum shall be enforced or implemented by the state of Louisiana or any agency, department, board, commission, political subdivision, governmental entity of the state, parish, municipality, or any other political entity, unquote. Again, kudos to you, Louisiana. This should be done in every state, every red state. And if you're listening, write to your state representative, write to your governor and tell them, hey, listen, do in your state, do in Florida, do in Texas, do in Oklahoma, do in all these states. In Louisiana just did in their Senate.
Well, you're exactly right, Augusto. However, we are well aware that when these states take these stands in their legislatures and their government, state government, against the federal government, which is totally into the UN, the WHO, the WEF, that this is just going to more aggravate the ability of the states that do this to get along with Washington. All we keep seeing is a continued division.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And they may even resort to military force against any state that tries to block the WHO and the WEF from doing anything in their state. I wouldn't put it past them to use military force and to just move in their own people, their own puppets, a new governor and everything, and put, you know, bring it to a complete stop. That's how these people work. If you push back against them, they push back harder. And if you push back harder, then they push back even harder. So this is something that I think we'll see with Louisiana somewhere down the line here.
Well, it's inevitable. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. The handwriting is on the wall. There's no way that this is going to be stopped by anybody. The states that don't want this forced down their throats, they're going to rise up like Louisiana. So, you know, this is inevitable, and this is exactly the way things are going. We'll have to wait and see, but it's not going to be pretty, I'll tell you that much. Well, we have touched on just about everything here. While we're on the roll, let's keep rolling. Let's keep rolling one more. I mean, we have time for one more here. And I have one more state here that did something very interesting. From this moment on, you're going to be seeing a lot of the states, different states, coming out and passing laws in different areas. It seems like each state is coming out. It seems like the states are trying to up the ante on each other, you know, like to see who passes the best bill against the, you know, to defend themselves against the government. Eventually, all of them are going to copy each other because they're good. They're good measures now. Now, here's one that Tennessee passed. This happened in March 31st this year. Tennessee Senate passes a bill prohibiting vaccines in food. This is awaiting the governor's signature. Again, this is another kudos to you, Tennessee. That's awesome. We don't want no vaccines in foods. And so anyway, this was a landmark decision made in the Tennessee Senate on Thursday. Lawmakers passed HB 1894, a bill that would redefine the term drug within the state's legal code to include food products containing vaccines or vaccine materials. Now the bill awaits signature from Governor Bill Lee. So how about that? I mean, it's just one state or another. I mean, it's happening. It's happening in a lot of states, many states. It's no longer just Florida and Texas. A lot of states are rising up and passing laws that are, you know, saying in one area or another, we're not going to allow this in our state, period.
Well, you're exactly right. If my memory serves me correctly, and I think that's right, Tennessee also, I believe, was the one that passed No More Chemtrails Over Tennessee, a bill for that. And
that's right. Well, that's right.
That's what I was thinking. They're really doing some good work there. I was watching, you know, I know we're winding down on the show, but I was watching on the War Room this morning, Ben Burquam and Steve Bannon was interviewing a police lieutenant in southern Texas by the border. His name is Lieutenant Casas. And basically he was warning that his community down on the border, I think around the area of La Jolla or something like that was the township, that they'd had enough. And they were not going to take any more. And this is the kind of the warning that that police lieutenant gave. He said, if the American people, and I'm quoting, by the way, if the American people knew what was coming across this southern border, it would literally scare the hell out of all of them. He said the cartels run this border, the whole region, and they have more drones even than we do. And he said... And he left, this is the last of the warning he left with. He said, we all know something is coming.
Yeah, well, you know, I do applaud these states that are passing these bills. It's one thing to pass a bill, but another to enforce it. So that's what I'm wondering, is how they plan on enforcing these bills, because there are so many shills and traitors in all of the governments. They pretty well infiltrated all of the state governments, federal government, and so forth. And how you're going to enforce these, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. But we shall see.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, and you're right. One thing is passing something, another thing is implementing it. It's just like everything in life. I remember when I was working in engineering many years ago, one thing was designing something. The other thing was building it and making it work right. Those are two totally different animals. However, having said that, once you have a blueprint, which is basically this is what it is, once you have a law in place and you have something to go by, and that is constitutional because the states have the authority to, you know, to govern themselves. So they are legally entitled by the Constitution, whether certain people ignore it or not, these states believe in the Constitution, and the Supreme Court is supposed to believe in the Constitution. And so sooner or later, the Constitution will win. The truth will win. And they cannot overturn everybody all the time. These people, no matter how powerful they are, they can win some of the battles some of the time, but they cannot win all the battles all the time. It's not possible. And so that is just, statistically speaking, it is impossible. And so, I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, I'm just using the statistics. I'm just using logic. They're not going to be able to control everything that happens in every single state. They just can't. It's not feasible. They would spend all their time trying to to come against every little state that they, you know, that they're not doing this or that. They just cannot. They cannot govern a nation like that effectively. So that cannot stand. That is not sustainable. And so we are just in very turbulent times, folks, very turbulent times. Eventually, hopefully, something will happen. However, like I said on Tuesday, to believe that that an evil person can stop doing evil is madness. So final words, Larry and Chuck, and then we'll wrap it up.
Well, I would just say and tell the people that keep praying. Keep trusting the Lord, because we're certainly the next few months moving through uncharted territory.
Oh, yeah. And keep praying every day. Be very faithful in your prayers every day, because that really, it just builds up the power of your prayers if you're doing them consistently every day.
Yeah. Prayer is accumulative.
Well, that's about it for today, folks. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Chuck. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to this program. We pray and trust that you have enjoyed it and it has been a blessing to you and informative. Until next time, this is Augusto Perez saying, Shalom.